looking toward your son's coming and our place in the kingdom. Give us peace through these days, and may these words from me be from you, Lord, and be useful to those that are hearing it. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Look what I found. Piece of cake. You know, today we're going to talk about peace. A while back, Dan was setting up the schedule for services. Is that coming up? There we go. And on the schedule, he had me down. Actually, it started out that I was going to be down or speaking next week for Father's Day, but there was a conflict or something, and he needed me to do it today. But he said, you know, hey, let's talk about peace. And I said, oh, cool. Yeah, I can do that. And I'm sitting and thinking back and thinking how this is going to work well in a church service. I mean, who thinks of a piece of cake for church? Wow, that's kind of weird. So I went with it and made myself a piece of cake. And to get to that cake, you know, you got to, there's ways to do that. You got to, you know, work at it. This one is a peanut butter and jelly cake. Just saying. Definitely peanut butter and jelly. But for that piece of cake, that perfect piece of cake, let me finish chewing it. It's not that tough. And it's not that dry because it's full of peanut butter. It don't want to go down. So, to get that piece of perfect piece of cake, we need the three P's. In general, I'm trying to, you know, equate making a piece of cake somehow. Well, we need three things. We need prayer. We need prayer in everything. As Connie just read for us, you know, pray for everything. Don't be worrying about anything. Just pray for it. And God will answer you. And then the next thing is we've got to have perseverance. We've got to keep working toward it. We've got to endure what the problems are, burning your hand on the oven rack and stuff like that. You got to keep going. You can't let that bother you. And then the last thing is patience. You've got to sit and wait. Be quiet. Sit and wait for it. You know, you can't open the oven door too quickly. You can't be shaking it and having it fall. And I don't think this cake will fall, but you got to have patience with it. Oh, sorry, folks. Hang on a minute. So there was one. What am I supposed to do? Turn me back on. Well, apparently I picked the wrong piece. All you got to do is say it right. It's not piece of cake, it's peace. You know, it's all on how you say it, I guess, peace. So, just a minute here. Let me fix some things up. I bet there's only a few of you that remember that. Let's see here. Well, I gotta change this. I gotta change that. Oh, I better change this too. Alright. Let's see if that did it. Peace. The right kind of peace. Let me put this out of the way before I knock it down. You know, it's like I said, how you say it. It's Dan told me peace. And he meant peace. So, anyway, we'll move on. We'll get through this. Perfect peace. How do we get there? Well, first we've got to understand what peace is. It's a stress-free state of security and calmness that comes when there is no fighting. Everything is coexisting in harmony and freedom. Peaceful. And all that stuff, you know, crossing your legs, and I can't do that anymore either. Haven't ever been able to, but peaceful existence, coexisting, harmony. Now, we all get to peace in different ways. Some people listen to fine music. Young folks, what band is it, you know? What'd you say? Skillet. Exactly. That's a Christian band. And some people do, you know, find peace in sitting and listening to that kind of music and moving on. That's not for me. Although, yesterday I'm riding my mower around in my backyard and I got my little headset that's supposed to protect my ears from the sound of the mower, and I had Skillet going in it and had it cranked up. So I'm trying to figure out, as I'm going back and forth, how these headphones that are supposed to protect my hearing are protecting my hearing when I have it cranked up so loud that, you know, it was making my toes curl. But anyway, that's one way of peace. And actually, I didn't mind it all that bad listening to Skillet while I was mowing. Another way is set snugly, you know, get a hold of a baby and hug him up. And which grandchild was this? Oh, this is our second to the youngest. They're all, in my eyes, babies. You know, warm and snuggly. But the other part of this picture that's interesting to me is God wants us to be in peace, this kind of peacefulness. Wrapped up in God's arms. Peaceful. Look at that baby's face. It's not because of me. You know, God makes that baby peaceful. God makes us peaceful if we let ourselves just be wrapped up in His arms and comfortable. Different strokes for different folks. You know, there's a lot of different ways of being peaceful, coexisting in harmony and all that. I think I've said it before. My biggest career, or biggest part of my career in my working life, was on the fire department. Usually responding to calls where people were having the worst day of their life. Okay, but when firefighters and first responders are responding to those calls for the worst day of somebody's life, they can't be going into that situation all anxious and cranked up. We've got to be that calming factor as well. So that's a different type, a different way of being at peace with somebody or with yourself, is calm down, take it easy, you know, and relax. My second career, or third actually, was working for a farm, and my most enjoyable times there on the farm were driving a tractor, a huge tractor, back and forth across, you know, huge fields, doing the work that is there, just driving back and forth, and that was peaceful to me. Second to holding on to my grandchildren and anybody else's children that'll let me hold on to them. I really enjoy that. Kids usually think I'm scary, and I can be, but oh well, that's me. In the Bible, there's fear is mentioned, or fear not is mentioned about 365 times in the Bible. Fear is just the opposite of peace. You know, if we're fearful, we're anxious, we're worried, we're, you know, all stirred up. We're not coexisting, we're not in harmony, we're just fearful. So, we should be thinking about fear not. You know, one of those passages, or approximately 365 of them, every day of the year. So as we go on today through this conversation, we're going to go explore all except about 350 of them on those. But we're going to talk about the three P's of being in peace. And it's just like that, making that piece of cake. Still need the three P's, still need to be there. You got to start with prayer. We got to move on to perseverance, and then we have to have patience. And we'll attain peace if we do those three things. We go to prayer, as Connie read for us, that don't worry about anything. Pray about everything. Bring it to God. He will relax us. He will help us to get to that state of coexisting, harmony. David wrote, got behind here. David wrote, I cried out. He prayed in Psalm 3, 4 through 8. God answered, and then he says, I slept in peace, not afraid. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 19. Be joyful. Keep praying. No matter what happens, always be thankful. When you're thankful, you have that mindset of peace. You see things that are on the positive side. And that's what God wants us, to where He wants us. We need regular communication with God. It'll help shift our focus from problems to His presence. And what do we get when we are in the presence of God? Peace. Daniel, in chapter 6, we read about Daniel's experience in the lion's den. His habit of prayer gave him peace through that. Daniel prayed daily. That was what got him in trouble. That's why he was in the lion's den. Gave him peace. Now, we pray, always stay in that prayerful mindset, and our problems will be lesser, more peaceful. Then we persevere. Romans chapter 5, 3 through 5, we can rejoice in our problems and trials, because it's good to experience it, because it teaches us endurance, and from endurance we build character, and then confidence of our salvation because of our character. Trials aren't roadblocks to the peace, no. They're pathways for God to refine our character. In James 1:12, there is a reward for perseverance. God blesses those who endure testing. They will receive a crown of life, the crown of life that God has promised to us. And we go to Galatians 6:9. Don't get tired of doing good. Persevere. We will at the appropriate time harvest a blessing, and that blessing will be peace. God will give it to us. We just have to wait for it. We have to keep working toward it, but then we have to wait for it. Look at Joseph's life in Genesis. He was betrayed by his brothers, went to prison. I think at one time he was even put down in some dry well or something like that and just left down there. So he was forgotten. What'd God do for him? He made his life just fantastic. He gave him peace because Joseph endured. And then he persevered. That word's hard for me to say. And then the third P, patience. I think in my previous conversations that I've had here, I've talked about be still and know that God is with you. Be still. Be patient. Be quiet. Just relax. He's with us. Patience is the quiet strength to wait on God's timing. I wrote with anxiety, but I believe it's without anxiety. In Psalm 37, now if you're writing that down, you might check 17, not 7, but be still in God's presence and be patient for Him. Isaiah 40:31. Be patient. Wait for God's timing. He will reward with renewed strength. You'll fly on wings like eagles, run and not grow weary, and walk and not faint. And those three things kind of remind me of our lives as we grow through our lives. Young children, they fly on wings like eagles. They're moving all the time. They're just going at it, right? And then, as you younger, middle-aged folks, 30-somethings, you run, and you don't get weary, but you run. Not quite flying, don't have quite that, but we're running. And then the oldest ones, well, we walk and hope that we don't fall and break a hip. But the three P's, prayer, perseverance, patience. Prayer gives us immediate access to God and His promises and His word. Gives us that immediate access. We can talk to Him. We can soak in that anxiety-relieving promise that He gave us. He's going to give us peace. Perseverance gives us the strength to hold on to that peace once we get it. And then patience. We be still and we be, I don't know if that's the right word or not, but that's what I used. Be still and wait for God's timing. Patience. Be always looking for it. That's part of the perseverance thing. We know what's coming. We just have to be patient for it. Peace is available to all of us. It may not seem like that, but it's available to all of us if we pay attention to the three P's of peace. This peace. Not the piece of cake, but this peace. May seem elusive, but it's there. We seek it out and then build it. Got ahead of myself again. Isaiah 26:3. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. God will keep us in perfect peace. Not just any kind of peace, perfect peace. No anxiety. No fighting. Perfect peace. For those of us that keep our minds steadfast, persevere, and be patient. We'll close with hymn number 60.